Nice 71-55 victory here. It's a close game throughout the first half. They're led by 8 at the break there, but you led for pretty much the entire ball game, but a couple of brief stints there. How would you assess your overall performance this afternoon?
You know, it's getting late, and you got to figure out how to dig deep. You know, I think that we found it, you know, there at the end to kind of turn it up and get some stops and make sure we kind of make some baskets go in. But, you know, in that third quarter when it first got started, man, we had a huge lull. I mean, it was both teams couldn't buy a shot. You know, we just kind of got to get a cap on, you know, getting stops and then turning them into, you know, capitalizing basically on the other end.
Was it maybe kind of the energy might be not in the building just because it's the middle of the afternoon and not a big crowd, not an energized crowd? Is that tough for players as well sometimes?
You know what? I would say no. I mean, it's all about, you know, the game on the floor. We shouldn't be worried about what's going on in the stands. I just think, you know, it's just late in the season, and so it's just tough to keep them going. It's just tough for them, you know, to kind of keep going. It's 18, 19-year-old kids, so we just have to figure out how to keep them going.
I think you had to be pretty happy that you guys were able to really take advantage of your presence in the paint, the advantage that you guys did have over Northwest Kansas Tech in the paint, especially in the second half there. And a nice double-double this afternoon there for Daz Johnson with 14 points, 11 boards.
Yeah, at halftime, that was a big emphasis. You know, we were kind of really upset with her, to be honest. You know, in the first half, she had 3 field goal attempts. Daz, you're the biggest person on the floor. Go up with the basketball. You know, we shouldn't have to tell you that, but you know, it's just one of those things where she responded, the team responded, they got her the ball, she took advantage of it, and so I'm happy that she responded to our halftime talk.
I think for really most part your defense was pretty good this afternoon. India Fry ended up having 27, but she, for the most part, when the game was closed, she was held in check there, and it took her 29 shots to get her to 27.
Yeah, she's a great player though, you know, and unfortunately, you know, sometimes we have to strategize and put 2 on her, you know, because she is so good. But I thought that we did a decent job of containing her for the most part, being that we were in a 2-3 zone.
Well, back-to-back wins for you guys. You get pulled within half a game of Dodge City in the standings here, the Jayhawk West there, and a big game for you guys coming up on Wednesday night at Colby.
Yes, sir. We got Colby on the road, and so we're going to prepare for them tomorrow and take care of business on Wednesday.
Well, hopefully it's another win for you guys here. Coach Shy Mitchell wrapping things up with us here. Lady Busters win 71-55. Congratulations, back-to-back wins, and good luck to you on Wednesday.
Thank you so much.